Democrats demands Justice Stephen Breyer retire. Want Joe Biden to appoint replacement before abortion case. By Wendell Hasebo on June 14, 2021. Democrats are demanding Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer retire so President Joe Biden can appoint his replacement before the court hears abortion and Second Amendment cases, and while Democrats have the majority, however slim it may be, in the U.S. Senate. When Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, was asked Sunday on CNN if Justice Breyer should retire, she said, "It is something that I'd think about, but I would probably lean toward yes. But yes, you're asking me this question, so I would give more thought to it, but I'm inclined to say yes." A Bloomberg reporter also drummed up the new messaging Monday, tweeting that this is exactly why groups like Demand Justice have been trying to pressure Stephen Breyer to retire at the end of this term, to ensure Biden can pick a replacement while Democrats control the Senate. SCOTUS is set to consider whether to restrict abortion rights and expand gun rights next year, the reporter concluded. The abortion case is likely to be heard just before the 2022 midterms in June. Meanwhile, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, responded Monday to a question that he may confirm a Biden nominee if the seat was available. "We'd have to wait and see what happens," McConnell said. Despite the left's presumable resentment that former Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away and did not resign, attempting to outlive former President Trump's term, Justice Breyer said last year, "I don't really think about it, retirement, and I enjoy what I'm doing." Justice Breyer's continuation has also encouraged the far left to take initiative to pack the court by unveiling a bill in April to expand the number of justices from 9 to 13, with the four new vacancies to be filled immediately by Biden and the Democrat-controlled Senate. Democrats admitted the radical legislation to pack the court is for political reasons during a press conference on April 15, in which Senator Ed Markey, DMA, admitted legislation to pack the court from 9 justices to 13 is necessary because Republicans broke the court through legitimate appointments. "Make no mistake about it," Markey began, "the court is broken because Leader Mitch McConnell and his Senate Republican colleagues and Donald Trump broke it."